This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Those who own skid steer loaders point out that these industrial machines can have many uses. Perhaps their only limitation is the type of equipment which can be attached to those skid steers. These attachments can pull posts, wind wire, cut trees, dig trenches, mix concrete, and more. Today we'll learn about an innovative rural Kansas business which specializes in designing attachments for those skid steer loaders while offering all the capabilities of a complete machine shop. It's today's Kansas Profile. Leroy Douglas is the owner and founder of Douglas Welding and Machine at Kipp, Kansas. Leroy and his wife Mary live in Kipp near Salina. Leroy was working in a metal fabrication shop in Salina when he decided to start his own business in 1989. Reagan West is Director of Purchasing, Sales, and Marketing for Douglas Machine and Welding today. Leroy started working in his garage, Reagan said. When he outgrew that, he built a shop and it's grown from there, she said. When Leroy and Mary's son Colby joined the company, they had the idea to build attachments to go on skid steers. Their first product was an attachment which enabled the skid steer to pull up a post or small tree. It worked so well that it has become Douglas Welding's largest selling product. Other people may sell a post puller that works like scissors, but ours work like hands to grasp the post, Reagan said. It works so much better you can't compare, she said. Douglas Welding and Machine, also known as DWM Attachments, continued to expand the type of skid steer attachments which it has developed. We offer more than 40 different attachments, Reagan said. These include wire winders, various saws, stump grinders, mowers, trenchers, post hole augers, corner post setters, concrete mixers, buckets, backhoes, harrows, telebooms, bale spears, pallet forks, and more. New items include a tiller, tube grinder, and tree shovel. Today, Douglas Welding and Machine specializes in fabrication of carbon steel products, including skid steer attachments and custom items. The machine shop offers CNC, plasma cutting, shearing, braking, and full-range fabrication capabilities. In addition to attachments, Douglas Welding and Machine also produces products such as park benches, heavy-duty workbenches, signs, and other yard art, most of which is custom-made. We are able to create our own designs, and we do everything from start to finish, Reagan said. Other than the hydraulic motors, tubing, cylinders, or bearings which they have to purchase, the fabricators can build most anything else themselves. We even make our own hoses, Reagan said. She's involved in many of the artistic products and is self-taught on the CNC equipment. Our software allows us to draw unique designs, Reagan said. I do a lot of benches and custom signs for customers, she said. Items can also be custom made as gifts. Reagan hopes to enhance the company website to enable e-commerce and encourage online purchases. One regular customer is a contractor in North Carolina who uses the attachments to install playground equipment. Another interesting customer is in South Carolina. When a hurricane hit that state a couple of years ago, the business ordered a custom-made auger bucket that would fill sandbags to protect from hurricane damage. The versatility of the uses for skid steer attachments has created a major market opportunity for Douglas Welding and Machine. It's incredible how we've grown, Reagan said. Last year we had orders from Washington to Pennsylvania, she said. December was our busiest month and sales have tripled, she said. It's a remarkable record for a business based in a rural community such as Kipp, an unincorporated town with an unofficial population of perhaps 50 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.douglaswieldingmachine.com. Skid steers have many uses, limited only by the type of attachments such as those developed by Douglas Welding and Machine. We commend Leroy, Mary, and Colby Douglas, Reagan West, and all those involved with Douglas Welding and Machine who are making a difference with entrepreneurship and creativity. These are the types of rural businesses to which I feel quite an attachment. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.